Canadian funnyman Brent Butt says the news of Just for Laughs Montreal's financial woes has him worried for up-and-coming comedians. The company that operates the Montreal Festival, Group Just Pour Rire Inc., announced Tuesday that it was cancelling this year's event and filing for creditor protection. Butt first performed at the festival in 1992, and says it was pivotal to his career. The creator of Corner Gas says connections he made at the festival hooked him up with a producer in Vancouver, and the rest was history. He says it's a common path for comedians, and if JFL Montreal doesn't come back after restructuring, it will leave a hole in the industry. He's one of several members of the comedy world say they're saddened by the cancellation, whose years of shows have highlighted some of the industry's biggest names and launched the careers of many comedians. Group Just Pour Rire Inc. said its English and French festivals this summer in Montreal would be cancelled, but it plans to continue operations in a scaled-down format as it restructures and hopes the festival will return in 2025. Kelly Taylor, a comedian from Prince Albert, Sask, said performing at the festival was the one opportunity he had to play in front of show bookers who wouldn't have come to see his act at home. It was one of these things where you could get something to happen, over a week, you have all these different people come watch you, Taylor said in a phone interview from a Winnipeg comedy club. Taylor's first performance at Just for Laughs, in 2005, remains his most successful. He placed second in a competition for Canadian comics, and his act got him booked for more shows at the festival that year, and helped him find a manager. A lot of good came out of it, for sure, he said. It's kind of sad that it's not happening this year. Unless I didn't get in, then I'm not too worried about it, as long as it comes back again, he joked. Matt LeBove, a publicist in Los Angeles who has worked with comedians including Mark Normand, Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen, and represented Dave Chappelle in the early 2000s, said the cancellation is a sad day for comedy. This is not like music, where there's tons of music festivals, he said in an interview. Montreal's festival, LeBove added, has been such an important place, a launching pad and such an important destination for comedy in a world that doesn't have a lot of destinations, and I can only hope that they get back on their feet. Writer and comedian Mark Critch was similarly saddened by the news. He posted on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, that JFL gave him many opportunities. Meanwhile, Rick Mercer posted that the development was a kick in the guts. Julian Provencher Prue, a spokesman for Group Just Pour Rire, confirmed that 75 employees, around 70% of the company's workforce, were laid off Tuesday. He wrote in an email that people who had purchased tickets can receive refunds. In addition to the festival, a number of other upcoming Group Just Pour Rire performances in Quebec were cancelled, though several of the artists who had been booked for those dates said on social media they would produce the shows themselves. Long touted as the world's largest comedy festival, Just for Laughs Montreal first ran in 1983. It has expanded with events in other cities and television programs, including the Just for Laughs Gags prank show. Over the years, the festival has presented many of the biggest names in stand-up comedy, including Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer and Jerry Seinfeld. In addition to ticketed indoor shows, the French and English festivals featured free outdoor performances. The Toronto Just for Laughs Festival, set to take place in September, has not been cancelled, Provencher Prue said, nor has the festival in Austin, Texas. Just Pour Rire blamed its financial woes on a number of factors, including the COVID-19 pandemic, inflation and the changing entertainment industry. The company, whose officials declined interview requests, said it is looking for new investors or buyers for parts of its business, and that it hopes to preserve operations as much as possible. It is 51% owned by Bell and Montreal event promoter Evenco, while Los Angeles-based talent agency Creative Artists Agency owns 49%. François Breward, the associate director of the Observatoire de la Humour, an organization that brings together comedians and researchers who study comedy, said the festival may have struggled to adapt to changing trends in French-language comedy in Quebec. The festival said in 2023 that it would no longer put on French-language galas, he said, adding that Quebec's francophone comedians are increasingly reaching audiences online and have become less dependent on events like the festival to build a fan base. "Maybe there's a lack of renewal," said Breward, who is also a business professor at Carleton University. Martin Roy, the CEO of Quebec Festival Association The Regroupement des Événements Majeurs Internationaux, said that while he's saddened by the news, he's not surprised. "We've been saying for months, even years, that things are not going well in the festival sector, in particular for the festivals that are presented free of charge, among others, in downtown Montreal," he said in an interview. "Inflation has pushed the price of hosting a festival up by 35% to 40% since 2019, he said. Read also: Bad Choices Make Good Stories. Margaret Trudeau Brings Her Show to Just for Laughs. Read also: Just for Laughs Sold to Howie Mandel.